The original research article entitled In Vitro B-Cell Experiments Explore the Role of CD24, CD38, and Energy Metabolism in ME/CFS was authored by Armstrong and Mensah et al. From the University College London in the United Kingdom. It was published in the journal Frontiers in Immunology on January 8, 2024. ME/CFS is likely driven by alterations in the immune system and energy metabolism. The authors' previous study found increased glycoprotein CD24 expression in peripheral blood B cells of individuals with ME/CFS, along with an association between CD24 and energy metabolism. To further compare metabolic function following changes in B-cell immunophenotype in both ME/CFS cells and healthy cells, this study examined the expression of cell cycle signaling enzymes in response to stress stimulation and measured the mitochondrial mass over cell proliferation cycles. 8 patients, 6 female, 2 male, diagnosed with ME/CFS by satisfying the Canadian consensus criteria, and 7 healthy controls were selected for this study. Whole blood samples were taken, from which peripheral blood mononuclear cells were isolated and B cells were enriched. Isolated B cells were cultured in the presence and absence of ligand stimulation, with supernatants collected on days 1, 3, and 6 and analyzed by nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy for metabolite consumption. Mitochondrial mass and cell proliferation were confirmed by staining, and flow cytometry was used to identify immunophenotype markers, energy pathway markers, and cell proliferation. Following stress stimulation, expression of CD24 should peak at day 1 and rapidly wane by day 3 as the cells enter proliferation cycles, as shown in the healthy control cells. However, this was not the case in ME/CFS cells, which exhibited a higher number of CD24 positive cells and continual expression of higher levels of CD24. CD24 is associated with increased AMPK phosphorylation, which is triggered in response to stress. The authors believe this indicates a slower turnover of cells in ME/CFS patients. Ectoenzymes, such as CD39, CD73, and CD38, influence ATP and adenosine and regulate the cell cycle. The reduction in adenosine points to anti-inflammation pathways being activated, implicating immune stress. CD38-positive and CD73-positive B cells were more frequently expressed in ME/CFS versus healthy control cultures, and CD38 was significantly increased in ME/CFS cultures on days 1 and 3, the period of greatest proliferation. CD38 is significantly associated with B cell survival in ME/CFS. Mitochondria increase in number and/or volume during growth and division and periods of stress as a method of cell protection. Both at baseline and throughout each cycle, B cells from ME/CFS patients exhibited significantly lower mitochondrial mass compared to cells from healthy controls, indicating reduced reliance on mitochondria for energy production. B cells of ME/CFS patients were shown to consume greater amounts of glucose and essential amino acids and to produce more lactate without a difference in B cell mass or quantity compared to healthy controls. The authors surmise this indicates continual aerobic glycolysis in ME/CFS cells, preferential to using the mitochondria for oxidative phosphorylation, explaining the lower mitochondrial mass. They also believe the hypermetabolic state and the elevated amino acid consumption are necessary for these stressed ME/CFS cells to grow and survive.